Hi, this is Eric Elnis with another installment of the Crosswalk America podcast. Today is December 22nd, just a couple of days before Christmas Eve and Christmas, and I'm sitting here with Rebecca Glenn on a rainy Scottsdale, Arizona morning, actually, and a bit cool for us out here in the desert southwest, about in the, the 50s. Rebecca and I just wanted to interview each other as a podcast this time as a special Christmas edition and thank our Crosswalk listenership and also support network. So Rebecca, this Christmas time we start thinking about what we're thankful for and what are you thankful for this year?
I'm really thankful for the blessing of new friends and old friends. And I think Christmas is a great time of year to look back on what's happened in the year and what made you happy and what you learned from. And the things that made me happy and where I learned was talking to people and discussing what I believed about the world and what I believed about religion with my friends here in the Arizona area, and then all the wonderful people we met as we walked from Phoenix to D.C. And I feel truly lucky to have met so many wonderful people. And Eric, I'm interested to hear what you think are your blessings at this time.
Well, one of the things I think I'm most thankful for is I have more hope than I did before the walk, and that's directly related to all the people we met as we on the grassroots going across the country. It was really an eye-opener for me. I mean, I wasn't like I was totally discouraged. I mean, you don't walk without hope, but you also don't walk without having some anger about what's going on in society. And you kind of wonder, you know, I think a lot of people kind of wonder, are we the only ones who are who are feeling this way? And but you walk and you discover, you know, wherever we went, in the most rural areas, the most urban areas, rich, poor, white, black, Latino, wherever we went, we found people who were both feeling the way we were, feeling frustrated, but also just incredibly creative and intelligent and really incredible people. And so I thought, well, if they're like this, and we've just walked one swatch of America, I mean, just really at the grassroots, there's just all kinds of people out there who we could actually make a difference. We could transform our society if we all could get together and do something in unison. So I'm most grateful, I think, for that increased hope that I had before. Well, Rebecca, what's your family doing for Christmas? I'm going to throw in something I didn't even say I was going to ask, just for the fun of it.
First of all, we'll have a Christmas Eve celebration, which we do every year, and it's at my mom and dad's house this year. And we'll have a lot of good food, and we'll play some games. And a lot of times we talk to each other about the year and what was special and what we're thankful for. And so it's a great time of reflection. Christmas Day, we'll hopefully have a nice family time, and we like to have a real low-key day and just relax and enjoy each other's company. We open the gifts to each other one at a time, so you get to see if the person liked what you selected. And if someone got a game, we'll sit down and play that. And I really look forward to that. And I think back on the walk and the fact that we traveled along at, you know, a little over 3 miles an hour, and the things we got to see because of that. And so our Christmas Day is sort of like that. We're really slowing down our pace and just enjoying each other. And then we're going to go skiing in Colorado for a few days. So I hope to come back with all of my body parts working. How about you, Eric? I'm sure as the pastor of a church, I know it's a very hectic time for you, but it'll be interesting to hear what you can squeeze in for fun.
Well, it is a hectic time, although it's funny, the day today, Friday, it's actually a pretty easy day. Everybody's so involved in all their pre-Christmas activities. Nobody wants counseling. Nobody wants to get together or anything. I managed to twist your arm to get together for the podcast. You were gracious about that. So it's pretty good. But I'm really looking forward to Christmas Eve this year. We have a fantastic Christmas pageant, and our associate minister, Catherine Hartz, is always really creative about writing a new Christmas pageant every year. And this time, she usually keys it or ties it in engages it with something from the wider culture too. And this year it's the Chronicles of Narnia, and we're exploring connections between the Chronicles of Narnia and the birth of the Christ story, and even the Christ event. We've done that during Advent. And so we're looking forward to that kind of coming together and culminating on Christmas Eve. And then Christmas Day we'll be together with the family. And we, my parents live in Scottsdale. They have for the last 5 years, and so we'll get together with them. And we're going to, we do what we always do on Christmas or Christmas Eve, is have a traditional Norwegian Christmas dinner, which unfortunately includes lutefisk, which my father is just wild about, and I can't stand it, and I've had to have it every year since I was a child. And lefse, though, which is a family favorite, and my wife and I and daughters make it homemade, and which is kind of like a potato crepe kind of thing that you put butter and cinnamon sugar on and roll it up, and it's really good. And, you know, peas and mashed potatoes and rice pudding. You hide an almond in one of the bowls, and then everybody makes a wish, and whoever gets the almond bowl gets their wish. So anyway, that's what we'll be doing for Christmas, and I'm very much looking forward to slowing down a little bit too. And I agree with you that on the walk, that was one of the huge benefits, was kind of slowing down from 65 miles an hour to 3 or 3.5 miles an hour, and feeling like you were rushing if you're going 3.5. And that walk really kind of taught me the importance of not running at 65 so much. And I think I've actually been able to maintain a lower pace, at least lower than the pre-walk pace. So. Well, Rebecca, as you look towards 2007, what are some of your wishes, or what's your greatest wish for 2007?
As I look to 2007, I'd like to have more listening and more laughing and more love in the world. And somehow I got on this L thing, I don't know. I think listening is important for all of us, and deep listening, but also when I say listening, I hope that each of us has something to say back to those people that we're listening to, so they get a feel for our beliefs and our hopes and our dreams. And as I try to sum this all up, I guess I'm looking for deeper and more widespread connections across the human race. And you know, as we planned the walk, we met so many new people. I feel so blessed to have many new friends, and some of which live here, many of which don't. And so how do we keep our contacts with each other and keep working together, and make sure that no one feels lonely or alone in their life's journey and their faith journey? And we have some exciting things that we're going to be doing with Crosswalk America, so I look forward to those. Working with all the folks that we've met, trying to find and meet new people. We have the film that will come out, and I admit to being a little apprehensive about the film, since I know I'll be in there, and God only knows what I've said or done along the walk, but there's going to be some great footage of people from all walks of life, what they think about what's going on in the world around them, and Scott Grissell, who was with us the whole way, and Chris Brown, collecting footage and interviewing people. They're very talented individuals, and I can't wait to see what the film shows us all. And I hope that this film inspires us to talk to each other and, again, deepen our connections with those we already know and have a reason to reach out to others and meet them and get to know what they have to say. So that's my wish. How about you, Eric? What are you wishing for next year?
Well, I'm definitely looking forward also, as you are, to the Crosswalk film, or the one that Scott Grissell through Creatista Productions is making for us. He's got some amazing footage in that, and yes, I'm a little nervous about you being in there too. No, just kidding. But it's going to be great, and it's going to come out in the 1st of August probably. And same thing with my book, Asphalt Jesus, Finding a New Christian Faith Along the Highways of America. That should be coming out then about the same time also. I feel like in terms of wishes for 2007, I should be very, you know, lofty and ministerial, peace on earth and da-da-da-da. I'm going to be very practical, actually. I feel very practical for 2007. What I am hoping for is that we become as the progressive Christian movement, we become more and more the media rather than simply rely on the media to tell our story. And bottom line, that was one of the things that really sank in on the walk for me, was that we can't really rely on CNN to tell the Christian story as we see it, or Fox News, or Good Morning America, or the New York Times even. We need to be involved in the creation of our own media and resourcing each other in that way. And with the internet now and ability to stream audio and video, I think that a window of opportunities opened up for us that I know Crosswalk intends to step through in a minor way, or maybe not in a minor way. We're gonna touch into that more and more this coming year, and looking forward to being a part of that. And our listeners and readers will hear more as time goes by. But beyond just Crosswalk, I'm hoping that more and more churches and other organizations will become more and more the media rather than relying on that media. And if we could do that, we could really tell our story. And it's a very, very compelling story to tell. We just need to be able to tell it the way we need to tell it. So, we're coming to the end of our time here. Any last comments you have for our listeners, Rebecca?
I would just like to give my heartfelt thanks to everyone who has touched us in some way, whether it be through a conversation, the gift of time and helping get the word out, the gift of money to pay for things and getting the word out, the gift of prayer, supporting us, and I guess the gift of paying attention to what's going on and hoping for something better. And we have been supported by so many wonderful people, many of which we will never really know who they are or where they live, but we feel it and we know they're out there. So I say thank you to each and every one of you from the bottom of my heart, and I wish you the very best holiday, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah to our Jewish friends. And whatever your traditions may be, I hope that this is a wonderful year end and that 2007 brings all of us our dreams.
Well, thanks, Rebecca. And I would say pretty much ditto to that. I'm extremely grateful to people who gave of their time and their talent and their treasure to this effort. The walk was totally worth it. Crosswalk America is going to be an amazing presence in the years to come. I think we all the ways that each of us invested in this has already paid off in spades, and is going to do so even more. I'm particularly grateful for the Crosswalk America volunteers who just put in hours and hours and hours of efforts, and then when they thought they had nothing more they can give, they gave even more hours of effort. It was just absolutely astonishing to see firsthand, and for those so many 150 churches who supported us along the way and housed us and fed us a great deal, and the people we stayed with, and then those people who financially supported us. That walk was not an inexpensive thing to do. It was cheap by national movement standards, but it was a costly endeavor for us. And without that grassroots support, people coming forward with $20, $50, $100, and sometimes $1,000, $10,000, $15,000, it just wouldn't have happened. And I'm very grateful for people who gave in all those sorts of ways to us. And looking forward to partnering with everybody this coming year to make it even a better and bigger impact in 2007. So to you all, as Rebecca said, I join her in wishing you a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy New Year, and we look very much forward to continuing to tie each one of us together, you the listener, us, the people on our blog site and on the website, people we meet in person, drawing together closer as a Crosswalk America community this coming year. So God bless, and we'll see you in 2007.